Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting third. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Warren Sparn. And now, play ball. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Crandall fields it and throws to first for the out. Fondi moves to second. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton strikes out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Matthews for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Sparn. Banks scores. Baker moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Pafko moves to second. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fondi hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiner hits a fly ball into right field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall strikes out. One out. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn takes first base on ball 4. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bruton for the out. Sparn moves to second. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sparn scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. O'Connell moves to second. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Connell scores. Matthews moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Adcock takes first base on ball 4. Matthews moves to third. Pafko moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baker strikes out. One out. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Tapp hits a fly ball into right field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob rushes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0 for 1 in the game. Rush hits a fly ball into right field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 1 in the game. Logan hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into right field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Di Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kiner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. Bruton strikes out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Pafko moves to second. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Pafko trying to get to home. Baumholtz throws the ball into Tapp, who tags Pafko, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-2 in the game. Logan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Tapp hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-2 in the game. Rush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into left field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-3 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rush moves to second. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Charlie White pinch hits for Dell Crandall. Charlie White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson juggles the ball. That's an error on Jackson. Jack Dittmer pinch hits for Warren Sparn. Jack Dittmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White moves to second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-3 in the game. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White scores. Dittmer moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Cubs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Matthews hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie White now catching. Dave Jolly now pitching. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sauer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a pop-up towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Adcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sibby Sisti pinch runs for Joe Adcock. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-3 in the game. Logan takes first base on ball 4. Aaron moves to second. Charlie White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. George Metkovich now playing first base. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0-for-3 in the game. Tapp takes first base on ball 4. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rush strikes out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Bruton chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards third. Matthews fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Matthews. Tap goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Cubs. Di Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Pendleton pinch hits for Dave Jolly. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton strikes out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-4 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Milwaukee Braves, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.